Bass player Dave Holland founded a quintet in 1997 that has become something of a jazz phenomenon, acclaimed by many writers as the best working group in the music and topping numerous jazz polls. The quintet has just released a live album. Our own critic, Kevin Whitehead, weighs in.
Dave Holland's tune, Prime Directive. Right away, you can hear reasons Holland's quintet is a critical hit. The simultaneous horn solos, the way the band sneaks up on a catchy theme, and the propulsive rhythm that kicks everyone along. Still, it's curious a group so many folks call the best in jazz so seldom plays straight dang, 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 swing time. Drummer Billy Kilson spends so little time splashing on his ride cymbal, he sounds more like a funk than a jazz drummer. On the quintet's new double CD for ECM, Extended Play, Live at Birdland, even the swingingest bits may be wrenched out of context or squeezed into an unfamiliar one. Trombonist Robin Eubank's tune Metamorphose starts out in tricky 10-8 time and then gets really complicated. Here, swing is just one rhythmic option among many. I bet they rehearse that a lot, but then precision is Dave Holland's hallmark. He plays the bass fiddle in tune, with clear articulation and on top of the beat phrasing that made him an instant hit when he arrived in New York from England in the 60s. As leader, Holland likes riffs or vamps that pile up in layers, interlocking parts conceptually derived from minimalism or third world percussion choirs. That influence is underscored when vibraphonist Steve Nelson plays the wood marimba. Juggler's Parade also recalls composer Anthony Davis's music, inspired by Indonesian gamelans. This whole band is about rhythm, and the group concept is so clear, trombonist Eubanks and saxophonist Chris Potter can write for it in what sounds like Holland's voice. Both horn players sound especially good here, phrasing as incisively as the rhythm section. This is Chris Potter. I've admired Dave Holland for as long as I've listened to jazz, but I'm not as gaga over his quintet as some colleagues are. There are ingenious structures and fine performances on extended play, and the band sounds more fiery live than in the studio. But to me, it sounds a bit claustrophobic and predetermined, despite the freewheeling solos and improvised breaks. In Dave Holland's quintet, everything runs like clockwork, which is its strength and limitation.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed the new live album by the Dave Holland Quintet. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer this week is Roberta Sherrock. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.